السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2258 of our daily nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the third of Rajab. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu states that one day a person from the tribe of Bani Abdul Ashhal came and said, Ataytu an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I came to the Master alayhi salatu salam wa huwa yataghadda, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was having a meal. Faqal, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him, Udnu, come nearer, faqul, and eat. فَقُلْتُ, so that person from the Abdul Ashhar tribe said, إِنِّي صَائِمٌ, I'm fasting, meaning a voluntary fast. Maybe it was 13, 14, 15, or Monday, Thursday, or some other occasion, but not a compulsory, a voluntary nafil fast. So he said, I'm fasting. So I said, meaning, so that person, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, I said, فَيَا لَهْفَ نَفْسِي, Dad, look at this person here, what a golden opportunity. He let it slip right through his hands. هَلَّا كُنْتُ تَعِمْتُ مِنْ تَعَامِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that how come, you understand, I didn't eat from the Mubarak food of Nabi alayhi salam. So Anas bin Malik is relating what that person then said afterwards, that how could I be so short-sighted and never allowed it. Now think of this hadith here in our context. Sometime we know they are real pious people, awliyaullah, and we have the opportunity to eat with them, drink with them, and then they leave the water next to us, they leave the juice next to us. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Surul Muslimi Shifa, that the leftover water and so forth of the believer is shifa, is cure. Then what about the khasane khuda, the special pious servants of Allah, our honorable teachers sometimes, or any other elder who we know that is recognized as a sort of awliyaullah? So just take permission, and then you just take three sips of the water. You can then pass it on to others, and then see how Allah will bless us with knowledge. Allah will bless us with great qualities and wisdom. Allah will bring the greatness of Almighty Allah and the ma'rifat and the nur of Almighty Allah in our hearts. The love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when we say, no, this is just waste of time, Allah forbid, it shows we haven't understood the mizaj and the temperament of the deen of Islam. Remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, ay iman walo, oh you believe, 89 different places in the noble Quran, bring taqwa, piety in your life, wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, and be with the pious people. So Allah will, or the truthful people, pious people, so it shows Allah will always let it happen, somewhere they will be pious people, and inshallah, so we take a morsel of their food with a leftover, with their permission if you want, no problem. So in that way you will see great barakah, and that our parents, so mashallah, we drink their leftover water, we kiss their hands, how elated, delighted they will be, and in that way the unity, the bond, the harmony will increase, enhance in the family. These are lessons we all should learn. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.